Just a few months ago, the effort to recall California Governor Gray Davis seemed like a bad joke. The petition drive was stuck in neutral until a little-known congressman from San Diego gave more than $1.5 million of his own money to shift the effort into high gear. Daryl Issa is a businessman turned politician. Not only is he trying to unseat Davis, but he wants to be governor. NPR's Scott Horsley has this profile.
This is the sound that made Daryl Issa rich. Issa built a tiny car alarm company into an industry giant and built himself a personal fortune of at least $100 million. It's Issa's alarm money that awakened what had been a sleepy recall effort, and now Issa says it's Governor Davis who has to be feeling alarmed.
The people of California almost universally know that this governor has failed us. The only disagreement is, should he go, and who should replace him?
Issa himself would like to replace Davis. While the two-term congressman is barely known outside his San Diego district, Issa says he has the hard-nosed business experience to turn the state's economy around. He started his alarm company, Directed Electronics, shortly after leaving the Army. The company eventually grew to dominate the car security business, and Issa grew into the chairmanship of the Consumer Electronics Association. The group's executive director, Gary Shapiro, calls Issa an innovator, a thoughtful businessman, and an able dealmaker.
I sat on both sides of the negotiating table from him, and I'd rather be on his side than against him. But he's honest, he's smart, he knows how to run a company, and more importantly, he knows how to get things done.
Issa isn't shy about spending his own money in order to get things done. In 1998, he spent more than $9 million on an unsuccessful U.S. Senate bid. 2 years later, he spent nearly $2 million to win an open House seat. But supporters insist that Issa is more than just a rich businessman dabbling in politics. Republican activist Bill Vandaway notes that Issa has been quietly writing checks and working behind the scenes for GOP causes for years.
So that he didn't just shoot right to office. He had paid some dues and been involved locally. And there are a lot of things that people don't see where he's been really supportive of candidates and party organizations.
But even some Republicans are skeptical of Issa's latest effort, concerned he may be putting his own ambition above the party's interests. Scott Barnett, who heads a group called Republicans Against the Recall, warns that even if Davis is removed from office, he could be replaced by another Democrat, who might then be in a strong position to win re-election in 2006.
This is bad for California, and we believe a huge gamble for the Republican Party, which could end up harming us more than helping us.
If Republicans are anxious about the recall, Democrats are beside themselves, and they're likely to go after Issa, alerting voters that the congressman has some skeletons in his closet. Issa was arrested and fined years ago for misdemeanor gun possession. The future car alarm king was also arrested as a teenager for auto theft. Issa dismisses these incidents as old news.
I am, you know, somebody who had a youth and made mistakes. I will certainly run on what I did the last 5 years. Can Gray Davis run on what he did the last 5 years?
Issa's conservative politics could be a bigger liability outside his Republican House district. His opposition to abortion and gun control put him at odds with many Californians who tend to be socially liberal. What's more, former Los Angeles Mayor Richard Reardon and actor Arnold Schwarzenegger both rank higher in polls as possible replacements for Davis. Issa is the grandson of Lebanese Christians and is one of a handful of Arab Americans in Congress. He's made a number of trips to the Middle East. Issa held a well-publicized meeting with Syrian President Bashar Assad in April. His San Clemente office was also the target of a foiled 2001 bomb plot by two men from the Jewish Defense League. Gary Shapiro says Issa's Middle Eastern forays have tested the congressman's skill at finding common ground among competing interests. That skill might be tested even more if Issa succeeds in his audacious two-part bid to unseat Governor Davis and take control of California's fractious government. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.